Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. A juror speaking exclusively to ABC News after the conviction of disbarred attorney Alec Murdoch in South Carolina for the murder of his wife and son. Craig Moyer telling ABC's Eva Pilgrim most of the jury felt Murdoch was guilty right off the bat.
It was two not guilty, one not sure, and nine guilty.
What was your vote?
Guilty.
From the start?
Yes.
Suspected tornadoes in Louisiana and Texas, toppling trees and damaging property.
Of course, my grandbabies were crying. They're four and five.
Shirley Carden says she just got her grandchildren home from school when the roaring started. This is ABC News. President Biden this morning will award the Medal of Honor to retired Army Colonel Paris Davis. He was an African-American who fought in Vietnam. He's being recognized for his accomplishments on the battlefield.
You feel pleased that you served your country in the way that you thought you would serve your country. America becomes profoundly your flag that you carry around.
Davis was 26 years old and a captain when he and his team held off the enemy for 18 hours. Today's honor, long overdue. Davis was told the U.S. Army lost his paperwork twice. Congress is zeroing in on George Santos, the House Republican, now the subject of an ethics investigation into lies about his background and his finances. A separate subcommittee formed because of the sheer number of allegations. Santos says he will cooperate with the investigation. Today is the global day of unplugging, challenging you to turn off your phone and go screen-free for 24 hours. The idea? To stress the importance of taking a break from all our digital devices. Faith Abube, ABC News.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the cat's meow.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Dumb.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
What's your ingredient, or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Ooh, Jimmy K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. And it is time for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com. That's movetomadison.com. And Rocker, before I toss it to you, I got to tell you, Terry Barr is listening right now.
Yeah.
She's down on the Gulf Coast drinking margaritas, hanging out on the ocean with people from Minnesota, Iowa, New Hampshire, and Canada.
Man.
So there you go. Greetings to all of you.
That is crazy. We have a lot of listeners. Jimmy, I was hearing our listenership has increased up in Wisconsin Rapids and Wausau. People are tuning in up there.
That's because we
hello to all you folks up there. Hey, Jimmy, tonight, Fahofa Show has been introducing the exciting dance rhythms of northeastern Brazil to Midwestern American audiences since 2014 under the leadership of accordionist vocalist Brendan Lola, who started the band while studying ethnomusicology at the University of Wisconsin in the Mad City. Fajo for Show has gone from playing to single-digit crowds in libraries and restaurants to animating large crowds in some of the more popular venues. Back in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, Brendan, Lola, and your band, Fajo for Show. There's a lot of people here tonight. Yes. Brendan, Chris, Nate, Melissa, Whitney. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network.
Thank you. We're glad to be here tonight.
I wish people could have heard the sound check. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was the best one. If this one isn't good, we'll just have to we'll record the sound check next time.
Yeah, Docker was dancing for Hulk.
Yeah, he was.
So, Brendan, you last appeared on Max Inc. Radio back in May 2020 during our live radiothon, but now we have a statewide audience and you have a bigger band. Mm-hmm. Let's get started tonight with a little background on yourself. Founder of Fajo for Show, who is Brendan Lola and how did he end up playing accordion?
Well, I came to Madison, for a girl. She's behind me, actually. I moved here with Whitney. She got into graduate school here at UW. Originally, I just came along. I was interested in studying something at UW or somewhere nearby, and I had listened to some other Brazilian music, and I'd lived abroad. We actually met in the Peace Corps in West Africa and we moved here from there. So I got into grad school in 2012 in ethnomusicology, which is basically just like studying music, not just as music, for itself. Like, oh, I'm going to look at like the harmony of this music. I'm going to talk about how people think about and how they use music in different countries or cultures or even the United States, And so I was really interested in Brazil, and I just was listening to all the Brazilian music I could. And I found this Fajo music, and for some reason it just clicked with me. And I was in the basement of Memorial Library there at UW. Listened to vinyl records and CDs, and I really dug the accordion. I never really, I grew up, my grandparents, I remember at their, 40th anniversary party, there was an accordion band that we danced to. And, because I grew up in that kind of, situation, that there was a good accordion band in my hometown. But no one was ever like, yeah, I'm going to play the accordion. That's awesome. That's smart. It was always electric guitar.
Right.
Or drums or
rock and roll.
Yeah, or saxophone, something that there are heroes to play. And no one was idolizing Lawrence Welk when I was growing up. But then
is that the accordion hero?
I think it will. And Myron Florin was on Lawrence Welk. I guess that's the big one. Weird Al, I guess. But
I'll just say when I was young, I had to watch Lawrence Welk with the mom and dad, and I wasn't idolizing.
Yeah, but then I saw, and I was listening to this accordion music, and I really dug it because it's very, you guys will hear, it's a lot more, there's a lot of energy, there's like syncopation, there's like cool harmonies and stuff. And I just happened to see accordion at St. Vincent de Paul for $100. Mm. And I was like, I think I have to buy an accordion. And I did. And my wife, then girlfriend, was like, yeah, that's going to go in a closet with all your other instruments. Because I had a mandolin that I played for a month, and I had a bunch of drums that I didn't play, and I had two choras from West Africa, a bunch of harmonicas, a concertina. I'm probably forgetting some things, but it stuck. I think that first year I probably played an hour or two a day.
Wow.
And it's been about 10, 11 years now. So.
10 years for $100.
Yeah, well.
You got in trouble.
This accordion costs
a little more.
This one's a little bit more than that. It was made in Italy.
So. Did you play piano or
yeah,
anything?
I played piano growing up. Not super seriously, but enough that I knew how to read bass clef, treble clef, and got that kind of rhythm. And the right hand, it is you can get button accordions both sides, even chromatic ones like this, but it does get you that the shapes you make with your fingers are the same, but the size of the keys is different, and the bounce action, it springs instead of a hammer in a piano. So it is different, but it definitely helps. Yeah. And then the left hand, you just got to start from scratch because no one knows what the heck you're supposed to do when you start.
What did your parents think when you took up accordion?
My parents are pretty supportive, and I guess I didn't. If I had started when I was 15, maybe they would have had more to say about it. I think it was 28.
Mom, I'm quitting school to be an accordion player.
Yeah, no, I finished my master's degree, but now I'm a special ed teacher. So this is a side gig, but it's, we've been really thrilled and felt really, you know, humbled at like how much people come out and love dancing and listening to us and seeing your band. So,
you know, that's the key about the accordion rocker. When you hear it, when you hear the accordion being played, you want to dance. I mean, you want to move.
Jimmy, I'm gonna wait for that tonight. Hey, tell us about the music of Forró for Show. Is this Brazilian polka then?
So, I mean, there are some rhythms that are somewhat similar to polka, but I'd say on the whole, honestly, sort of the feel of Forró and like where it comes from is almost a bit more like bluegrass to me, which actually there's an accordion tradition in bluegrass too. If you see like stuff in the 50s, like, you know, before the string band, like the, you know, just the mandolin, the bass, the banjo, and the guitar really got solidified, there was a decent amount of accordion music. You know, accordion is so versatile, you can use it in anything. But there's also a fiddle tradition in Forró, and there's also a fife and drum tradition, which is like in Louisiana. Mm. Remember, there's a Mr. Rogers episode that had a fife and drum band from Louisiana. It used to be a big part of American music, too, that like mix of the fife and drum from military bands. And it's still part of Forró, too. We don't do it because I don't have a flute player. We have, you know, that would be awesome to do it sometime. But it's a really diverse music. But accordion, if you say Forró, people think accordion.
Well, yeah, I mean, accordion is also a loud instrument acoustically.
Sure.
So, like, in a military use, and without electronics, I can imagine that would be pretty good. You'd be able to maybe keep up with the drums.
Yeah, I've never seen a military band with it, but it could be. Yeah.
Well, let's get to some live music in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. I took Spanish in high school, but please introduce your first song and tell us a little bit about it.
So, yeah, they speak Portuguese in Brazil, which is related to Spanish, and sometimes you can hear the similarities. This one is Forró e Paixão. Forró is the music. Paixão sounds like passion because it means passion. So Forró, it would be Paixão in Spanish, but Paixão. So this is a good one to dance with someone you're passionate about. So, all right, ready? Será que amor não sei? Será que é paixão, talvez? Só sei que é bom demais. Será que amor, não sei? Será que é paixão, talvez? Só sei que é bom demais. Aqui tá bom, mas só falta você. Aqui tá bom, mas só falta você. Aqui tá bom, mas só falta você. Você, você é meu bem. Bate mais forte que o seu. Quando eu te vejo, quando eu vejo você. Meu coração bate mais forte que o seu. Quando eu te vejo, mais grande é de você. Será que é amor? Não sei. Será que é paixão? Talvez. Só sei que é bom demais. Será que é amor? Não sei. Será que é paixão? Aqui tá bom, eu sou falta você. Aqui
Very nice.
All right. Thank you.
Live music in the Devil's Lair here, presented by Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate rocker.
Brandon, tell us about the accordion, and what is something about an accordion that you only know if you play one?
I think one of the things, one thing is that you really, you need to have a back cover on it, and otherwise, especially if you wear a thin shirt, you may be pinch parts of your chest that you don't want to pinch.
That's a high optic that would happen.
Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah. You got to have a good backing pad, or unless you really are into the type of thing where you get your nipple pinched. By.
Yeah.
I'd say other than that is that you cannot see the left hand, and there's 120 buttons, which that is really intimidating for people.
Mm.
But you know, you think about it, like. You only use maybe 12 for any given song, and there are little indentations. So it starts to get, you know, I honestly think of it more as like, you know, guitar has a lot of frets. You don't use every fret for any given song, and you know, and you can learn chords and patterns that help you. And so like, if you're interested, like it's worth, you know, it adds so much. Like you see bands where people only play the right hand on the accordion because the left hand's so intimidating. But, you know, you start small, and I've had some students, and when I started, you tape it off with masking tape, so you've only got, like, 12 buttons to work with, then you build up from there. So it's a little unwieldy when you start out with, but it's also a very logical system, so it's based on music theory. Not hard music theory, but, yeah.
Wow. Brendan, let's learn a little bit about your band and some of the unique instruments that are being played tonight. Chris Ptasnik plays the four-string cavaquinho, and I know what a four-string MF-er is, but tell us what a cavaquinho is.
Yeah, so it's a tiny guitar with four strings. It's related to and is, I guess it's related to the ukulele, and they both kind of come from Portugal. This is tuned actually like a five-string banjo without the fifth string, which is handy because I also play five-string banjo.
So what separates that? What's the difference between that and the ukulele?
So this has steel strings. Okay. The ukulele has nylon strings. This is tuned. It's louder and brighter. And you play it with a pick. You don't usually play a ukulele with a pick.
Okay.
That's about it. That's about the gist of it.
It looks pretty cool. I like it. I like the sound of it, too. It has a nice, clear, crisp dancing sound to it.
Yeah, definitely. It's really huge in all sorts of Brazilian musics, samba, fajol. You'll find it all over the place in Brazil.
So how did you get here? Like, what's your little musical journey?
I guess I play five string banjo, clawhammer banjo, like old time pre bluegrass type style, and play with the band called the No Name String Band, and
a couple
players in that band are members of the Hamphibians, which is a samba group in Madison that I'm also part of as well as Nate.
The Hamphibians are awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. We just had our big carnival last weekend. It was fantastic. Huge concert at the Majestic. Great time. Fajol for sure play there as well.
Nice. I actually just met Sam this morning. He came into Weikarten for a coffee and donuts. He's a cool guy. Came in with his wife and child. That was pretty cool. Hey, let's get back to some live music with Fajol for Show in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Sabia.
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 Those are both words. Is the accent on it. Sabia means I knew. Sabia is a bird. So, yeah.
Well, I'd be horrible in Portugal. I don't even know. I had to ask where the bathroom was. Tell us about this song, you know, before you play it.
Yeah, sure. So this is one that we do. So, you know, we have when we played Beer Rock, and we're playing Beer Rock on the 31st, we always do this as a audience participation one because it's got this really – the refrain is just – Sabia tempena. I sing, it's like call and response. A lot of this is, you know, this a lot of Brazilian music in general, but this music has a lot of indigenous and African influence in it too, as well as the European with the, you know, obviously the instrumentation, a lot of it, the accordion and fiddle and stuff like that. There's an European element, but then the style of playing and some of the percussion and stuff has a real African influence and indigenous influence. So you get that call and response too. So I sing, you know, Ten Penadeo, and the whole crowd sings Sabia, ten por favor, Sabia. It's a really, even if you don't know any words in Portuguese, that's any, you know, Sabia. And but this one is about there's a lot of songs about birds in Forró, and this one's about the Sabia is actually a type of robin, but it's a really beautiful song, and it's a national symbol of Brazil. And this is about like the singer singing, asking the Sabia to fly around looking for where his love is because she went away and never came back.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's check it out. Live in the Devil's Lair.
This is an oldie and a good one. It's like 1948, I think. Yes, on radio. Awesome. All right. I'll do that one more time. All right. Todo mundo é do piscinho, perguntando pro meu bem. Nem do coração vacio, vivo assim pra tá vestido, sabe? A banqueta também. A todo mundo é do piscinho, nem do coração vacio. Nem do coração vacio, vivo assim pra tá vestido, sabe? A vem cá também. Tu que andas pelo mundo, sabe? Já voou. Que canta as passarinos, alivia minha dor. Tem pena de sabia, tens por favor. Sabia, que canta as passarinos, alivia minha dor. Sabia. Sabia. Todo mundo é do piscinho, perguntando pro meu bem. Tendo coração vacio, vivo assim pra dar piscinho, sabe? A banca também. A todo mundo é do piscinho, perguntando pro meu bem. Tendo coração vacio, vivo assim pra dar piscinho, sabe? A banca também. Hey! Tu que andas pelo mundo, sabe? Passarinos, ela me abriador. Tem pena de sabia, tens por favor. Sabia, que canta passarinos, sabia, ela me abriador. Sabia, sabia.
Wow. Maxi Caridio, live music here in the Devil's Lair, presented by movetomadison.com, the Aaron Weber Group. Hey, if you want to call and ask questions about Brazilian polka, do that. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY-ROCKER.
I didn't mean to label you guys.
No, it's cool. We do play with the Milwaukee Polka Riot in August and September every year. And there actually are, I mean, there's, we'll play one later. There's this rhythm here,
yeah,
which is a bit, it's got a polka feel to it, and you can totally polka to it. It's called a hashtape, it means trip up your feet, but but yeah, and there's actually are a couple of like older tunes that are called polkas, but it's not like there's no genre polka
right.
In Brazil, but you know, it's like a polka is a type of dance. There are some of those in Choro. There's some polkas, which is like an old type of samba that's all instrumental. And then in Forró, in some of the old stuff, there's a few.
You know what I love about this? I mean, not only are we getting great music, but we're learning stuff tonight here. You're knowledgeable, Brandon. That's awesome.
I got a master's degree in this stuff. I hope it was good for something.
It's paying off tonight.
Whitney Justin, it's not often we interview a professional triangle player. You know, I was thinking you're probably not the person in high school who was like voted to get in a rock band.
It's true.
But here you are. Talk right into that microphone. Tell us about yourself and this unique instrument you play. You've given me actually a new appreciation for the triangle.
Yeah, the triangle as it's played in this style of music, rather than being more like the orchestral
ting triangle. It's more like a running rhythm.
Yeah.
And so, because this is radio, this triangle is roughly an equilateral triangle, and it's about 9 inches on each side, and it's pretty thick, and so it makes a much heartier sound. And you're right, I was not voted most likely to join a rock band in high school. I played the tuba, and it was really important to me at the time. When we moved here to Madison, when Brendan and I were finished with our Peace Corps service, and I was here finishing up a graduate degree in special education, and Brendan had developed this passion for Fajol. And despite my expectations, he has stuck with the accordion. Now he wanted to make a band, and he was trying to talk me into joining the band with him, and he had this triangle. And I just remember this one afternoon, and I was like trying to put on my backpack, going to go to campus, going to take an exam, trying to finish my master's degree, trying to catch a bus. And like Brendan just walking around the apartment, oblivious to what I'm doing, being like, yeah, but honey, can't you hear it? Can't you hear the rhythm? Like, this is important, but I think you could do this. Like, just try. Can't you hear the syncopation? And then I joined the band. Then I named the band and designed the t-shirt. And here we are.
What a great story.
That's how it happens.
I love the leadership skills, too. Yeah. Just jump in and take care of it.
I want to say that was actually, I think, 11 years ago. You said 2014, but I'm pretty sure it was actually, wasn't 2012? 2013 was the first gig we had.
Possibly.
Yeah, it was with our friend
Antonio.
Well, you're
going to have to revise the bio.
Yeah, I think so. I think that was maybe our first, like, that was when we got established here. It was just kind of a project. Might have even not been called Fajol for show then. I don't know.
Well, let's give the drummer some, Nate Maddox. That isn't exactly a double bass kit you got there. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the Zabumba.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us all, Rocker. So what I'm holding on my chest here, this thing people are hearing out there. It's a Zabumba, and I play it in my left. So it's like a drum. It's like a kick drum off of a drum set, if you were to kind of cut it in half. So it's about, it's only about 11, 10 inches deep, but it's about 2 feet diameter. It's got like a Naga hide, or like a pleather sort of head on the top. And on the underside, it's got a plastic clear head. And my right hand is playing with like a drum mallet that's like a big bass drum meter, right?
Yeah.
Meter. But on the underside, people can hear... It's almost like a snare without the snare wires.
Yeah, bass,
I'm playing
snare.
It with like a 2 foot twig, man. Can you see this thing? It's only a quarter inch thing.
Yeah.
It's cut from a tree, right? So I'm just laying down the beats underneath the accordion and triangle. So Whitney and I are really like locking in, right? And this is taking care of that like low register. So the cavaquinho, and today you're also hearing Melissa play the saxophone. We're extremely lucky to have a saxophone in this ensemble, which is just awesome and not always heard of in Fajol as well. But this Zabumba is one of kind of the three quintessential parts, right? You're always going to have the triangle, the Zabumba, and typically the sanfona, which is the accordion, the sanfona. So you go down to Brazil, you go to Europe, anywhere in the world where they have a Fajol band playing this northeastern Brazilian music, you're going to have a Zabumba there, and that's what we're playing tonight. So
what's your musical journey, Nate? How did you get here?
You know, like Chris, I play with a few other Brazilian ensembles in town, the Handphibians, obviously the samba group here in town, which is a community group. And then Chris and I also play a style of sort of working class bar music from Brazil called pagode. And so we're in Saideira Pagode crew, which is this sort of group that plays a few gigs every season as well. And Brendan popped in and said, hey, you know, we're always looking to sort of expand a little bit, and this was really a rich experience. I actually don't play the Zabumba the whole time. You're going to hear on a song coming up that I'm going to play the pandeiro, which is actually like a wooden tambourine with a goat skin on top.
Yeah, that'll get your butt shaking.
Yeah, so this thing's only about a foot diameter circle. It's like a tambourine with a skin on the top, and that's going to play more of a full drum set sound you'll hear as well. And so this has just been cool, man. Chris and I really got into the Fajol thing quickly, and there's just so much to love about it, especially being good Midwestern Polish boy that I am and loving polka and everything else. So it's been great.
Well, let's get back to live music with Fajol for Show in the Devil's Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us is called Numa Sala de Roboco.
Yeah, the that's the first three word, the first two words are awesome.
Yeah. I'm butchering it tonight, Jimmy.
No, you're good. Well, Portuguese, you know, is a different different phonetics than Spanish, and the in Brazilian Portuguese, D before E is a J sound. So numa sala G, and then the last word is reboco, because R at the beginning where is that H sound. So reboco is plaster. And it's in a plaster room, and the idea this is a lot of these are by Sabiá that we just did, and this one are both Luis Gonzaga, who Luis Gonzaga is like Elvis and the Beatles of Full Hole rolled into one. He wrote like 500 songs during his lifetime, and he's and also kind of like Bill Monroe, in that he came up with and codified the name Full Hole. There was just sort of northeastern Brazilian music and the music of like different regions before, and Forró comes from a word Forrobadó, which means a party, a big party. And he wrote like this is one, another old like 1940s song he wrote, and it like I said it's like bluegrass in that it comes from humble people, cowboys, farmers who when there was a drought they had to work in the cities in the south. So this whole migration is part of it, but also poverty is part of it in the same way that bluegrass, you know, we're talking some like about sad things that happen. And this is even if the refrain in this one goes, even if I don't have any money to do anything, I can dance with my sweetheart in my plaster room. And the original, like, if Nate's on Zabumba, our friend Luke who couldn't be here tonight usually plays Zabumba. Nate plays also this the shaker goes shh, and it's supposed to sound like the two people dancing in a room where the plaster is like falling from the ceiling. So they go shh, shh, shh. So anyway, so this one's called Numa Sala de Reboco.
Todo tempo quando vem pra mim é pouco pra dançar com meu benzinho Numa Sala de Reboco. Tempo quando vem pra mim e pouco pra dançar com meu vizinho numa sala de reboco. Enquanto o fole tá fungando, tá gemendo, vou dançando, vou dizendo meu sofrer pra ela só. E ninguém nota que estou e conversando, meu amor vai aumentando pra que coisa mais maior. Todo o tempo quando vem pra mim e pouco pra dançar com meu vizinho numa sala de reboco.
Live music in the Devil's Lair by for sure, here on Max Inc. Radio. Can we take a break here? We're going to pay some bills. When we come back, more live music live in the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio.
All right.
Oh, good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win in cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest Showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsen on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsen is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Listening to us around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Make sure you get the Civic Media Radio Network app on your phone. It's the best way to listen to the station. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com and by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, is igniteglassandgifts.com.
Melissa Reiser, you are a saxophonist. Tell us a little about yourself and something you only know about sax, if you play.
Oh, gosh. I hope my husband's not listening. He's a saxophone professor, so I'll probably...
Oh, boy.
I've forgotten all of my saxophone trivia. Well, something you'd only know if you play... I don't know. Not all of the saxophones, like the different sizes, they're not all in the same key. So if you want to play more than one saxophone in a band, for instance, like this band, it makes sense to play... I play tenor right now. If I was going to play another one with us, I'd play soprano because they're both in the same key. But if I wanted to play alto or barry, which I would really love to play barry, like, a lot. Yeah. But the complicated part is then that's when a different key, and it messes with my mind a little bit because then I have to transpose to two different keys instead of just one.
Wow. So tell us about your musical journey. You told me that you're a teacher?
Yes, I'm an English teacher. I teach high school English. That's my day gig.
I'm really sorry, by the way, for my performance.
What?
I say that to every English teacher. I'm just sorry.
I'm not that kind of English teacher. Come on. No. Before that, I did a lot of other teaching. I met Brendan, actually, when we were both grad students studying ethnomusicology. So that's my prior life. And I used to teach world music classes and such, just like Brenda did. Yeah. Yeah. So I studied the 1960s popular music festivals in West Africa. That was my thing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Very specific.
Fofo Show, still get that one, has a show coming up at the Burock on Madison's North Side on Friday, March 31st. And tell us a little bit about this off-the-beaten-path venue and the first time that you played there.
I can speak a little bit about this just because I'm a neighbor. Really, really
North
close.
Sider.
Yeah, I'm a North Sider, and my husband and I have been going to Burock almost since the day they opened, and we really love the place. They have very unique food. It's kind of like miniature calzones.
Patsies.
Almost. Yeah, exactly.
I love them.
Like, every culture has some version of, like, goodies enclosed in bread.
What's a pasty?
Isn't it, it came out of the Depression. It was just leftovers and bread, right?
I think that at least here in America. In England, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But every culture has some sort of, like enclose your food in bread kind of deal, right?
It's just something to put your leftovers in.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's delicious. They've been hosting us and other musicians for a while. And so it's been a fun journey playing with them.
I see people are laughing at us.
They also have a really good tap list. So if you, even if, yeah.
Oh, right. I forgot. How could I forget the beer? What a bad Wisconsinite I am.
Yeah, they have lots of beer. Tons on tap. Brendan, tell us about the first time you played there.
The first time we played there, it was it 2020? It was during the pandemic. I can't remember. It was either... It was summer.
Outside.
Summer 20. I think it was summer 2020. And yeah, we had to play outside. It was sort of that little phase. We had a gig at Garver and a gig at Burock, both in that little things are better.
Yeah.
And then everything closed up again.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And so we had never played there before. And you know, I think they had only started doing music fairly recently before that. Mm-hmm. So we started playing, we were outside, and we had maybe 10 people to start with, which that's not the worst you've ever had, you know, and there are people who wanted to be there. But, you know, we'll see how this goes, and it's outside, it's nice weather. And by, the break, you know, we do, an hour set, and then do a break, and then do an hour set, and it was, maybe 30 people were there, and... they wanted to be there, and people had heard us. There was a South Indian couple that was shopping at the hardware store and came out and what's this music? And they came over and sat down, and they danced. But the big one was there's this older woman and with a younger woman, and they come up to us, and they had driven from La Crosse 2.5 hours and heard that we were playing. And the mom was from Bahia in northeastern Brazil, and the daughter grown up here. And the older woman had lost her husband fairly recently, but this is their culture, and she had never seen it in the United States, so they made the trip for 2.5 hours, and I just talked with her until for 15 minutes until I was sorry, I got to go and play more music, and it was so I think that's just that's emblematic of the type of experiences we get with this music, because the Brazilian community really supports us and really comes out, and they dance and they're fun and they support us. Yeah, you know, we're playing a lot of the gigs we get are because people are we'll come see for show if they play there. And not to say that we've got a lot of great fans who aren't Brazilian too, but man, yeah, that's been always been a really felt good, because when you're, you know, I'm from Iowa, this isn't my birth culture, you know, so when you're playing it and people appreciate it from that culture, that means a lot.
Wow,
so.
It does. What's coming up for you guys in the future?
So we definitely have that Fojo for show at Beer Rock on the 31st, like we said. We're playing at McPike Park Sessions this summer. I need to, I believe it's June. It's kind of a South American and Brazilian music all together. We're with, I think, isn't it, Grupo Balança is playing too? Are you guys playing Saideira? No. Amphibians and Grupo Balança is another pagode group, and there's like a lot of great music different from this music, but you know, there's some like shared DNA and a lot of that. And a lot of great folks will be playing at that. And then we just booked a gig in August 25th at State Line, which we played there before and we love.
Oh, the distillery.
Yeah. We'll put more information about that. You know, that's obviously coming in a bit. I feel like a lot of venues now that live music's back are really booking out far, so I'm trying to fill out our schedule more. But and then we're looking at, you know, we might we've played at Zocalo in Milwaukee and we're looking to play there again. And then you know,
festivals and things.
Yeah, we're hoping to get into some, you know, we live in, Whitney and I live in Eakin Park, so we're looking at Eakin Park Fest. Yeah. Well, you know, when we are at Full Hole for Show on Facebook. We have a website, but it wasn't getting a lot of traffic. I think I'm going to try and resurrect it sometime soon, but mainly Facebook, Instagram. If you look at us, Fororo Show, Fororo Show. If you find us on Facebook, I always put all the events we've got coming up. I try to do a few posts fairly regularly. And if you want to reach out to us, that's a great place to do it too.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Devil's Lair presented by, Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called...
Xochitl dos Milagres.
Thank you. Tell us about this song before you play.
Sure. So a lot of the other stuff, the first one we did, Foi Pai Xá, was from the 80s. The other ones we played were actually from the 40s or 50s. This one is from the 2000s. It's from in Sao Paulo, which is it's like basically New York for Brazil in terms of the size. It's a huge city. It's 20 million people. There's a lot of immigrants from northeastern Brazil, and so Fojo has always been present there. But then in the 2000s, all of these like young people going to universities just kind of got into it, and there was this new kind of generation. They called it Fojo Universitario, which means University Fojo. So this is a Fala Mansa song. Fala Mansa means smooth talk, and that's they're one of one of the top three Fojo Universitario bands. So this one, Xochitl dos Milagres, Xochitl is the rhythm or the dance. It's comes from Scottish, which is like an old contra dance rhythm, and it's the Xochitl of Miracles.
All right, let's hear it right now, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc.
Sai da tua veia. Veja só, você é a única que não me dá valor. Então por que será que este valor eu que ainda quero ter? Tenho tudo nas mãos, mas não tenho nada. Então melhor lutar dando aquilo que eu quis ser. Ei, mas pera aí, eu só forró tocando. Gente, aê, não é hora pra chorar. Porém, não é que cada se fala de amor. Se eu falo sentimento, seja ele qual for, me leva onde eu quero ir. Se quiser, também pode vir. Escuta meu coração que bate no compasso da zabumba de paixão. Ei, pra surdo ouvir, pra cego ver que este shot vai me alaga acontecer. Ei, pra surdo ouvir, pra cego ver que este shot vai me alaga acontecer. Ei, pra surdo ouvir, pra cego ver que este shot vai me alaga acontecer. Ei,
pras tudo a vir. Pras ter eu ver, forró for show faz minha larga acontecer. Que será que este valor aqui que ainda quero ter? Tenho tudo nas mãos, mas não tenho nada. Então amanhã tenho na luta aquilo que eu quis ser. Ei, mas pera aí, eu sou forró tocando muito gente aí. Pecado se eu falar de amor. Se eu falo sentimento, seja ele qual for, me leva onde eu quero ir. Se quiser também pode vir. Escuta meu coração que bate no campasso da zabumba de paixão. Ei, pra tudo ouvir, pra cego ver que este shot vai malaga acontecer. Pra cego ver que este shot vai malaga acontecer. Ei, pra tudo ouvir, pra cego ver que este shot vai malaga acontecer. Ei, pra tudo ouvir, pra cego ver forró for show faz malaga acontecer.
Yeah. Live in the Devil's Lair. That's awesome. It puts a smile on my face to hear this music, for sure.
Brendan and Whitney, you are a husband-wife accordion triangle team, but you're also parents. And tell us about family life and being in a band.
It's hard.
If I could tell you how many Facebook pictures there are of me sitting like on stage at a gig with one child on my lap while also playing triangle. Man, if I had a nickel for each one. You know,
multitasking.
I'd be doing, right. No, it's been a family project for a long time. And I'm sure any of the band members would say, like, our kids show up at practice. They have a bunch of hand instruments. They do what they're going to do. They'll wander away and they'll rejoin when they want to. But, yeah, it's been a family project for a while.
Let's get back to live music with Fajol for Show in the Devil's Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. This next song, it's called Asa Branca.
Yeah, Asa Branca.
Asa Branca.
It's big, yeah, Spanish, Portuguese, sometimes Z and S sounds.
Yeah,
like
man. Yeah. It's like Russian or something.
Something, yeah. Yeah.
And listeners are going to notice a very different rhythm on this one. You want to tell them about that, Brendan?
Yeah, this one's called Bayan. So the other one kind of has a boom, chaka, boom, 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 chaka, boom, 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 chaka, boom, boom. So this next one instead is called a Bayan. And Nate's going to point out the pandeiro instead. The bass rhythm, you can do a lot of variation, but it goes boom, bop, boom, bop, chaka, boom, bop, boom, bop. And that's the dance step, too. So you have one, two. One, two, and I'll do it on the accordion too.
Thank you.
For show live in the Devil's Lair. Where can we keep up with you guys online? Facebook,
and Instagram both. So that last one, it's called Aza Branca. It's like that hymn of the Northeast. So that one we had to include. It's always like that part of that awesome culture. So yeah, and we can find us again Beer Rock on March 31st, north side of Madison, and we'll have that information on our Facebook page. Just Fohofo Show, Forrofosho. And Instagram, too. So thank you so much.
Guys, thank you for coming into the Devil's Lair. This has been awesome. We'll be back next week and with Kelsey Miles.
Yeah, Kelsey Miles coming in next week for a great send-off before she moves off to Kansas City Rocker.
And, you know, we probably have just a minute or two, and you had one more song. So why don't you just play till the end of the hour?
Let's do it.
Yeah, we got about 90 seconds. For show.
This one is called Hashed Up Pay. It's a really fast rhythm. Bruma leve das paixões que vem te ter. Tu vem chegando pra brincar no meu que tem. No teu cavalo preto, no cabelo preto. E só guardando nossa roupa no verão. Ei, ei, ei. Na bruma leve das paixões que vem de dentro. Ei, ei. Vem chegando pra brincar no meu quintal. No teu cavalo preto, no cabelo preto. Guardando nossa roupa no verão. Pois tu áudio sussurro no meu ouvido. Eu não duvido, já escuto os teus sinais. Se tu verias numa manhã de domingo, eu te anuncio no sino da catedral. Tu vês, tu vês. Eu já escuto os teus sinais.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the